Good morning here on the Mighty 690. Matt Jordan here with you. And in the 10 o'clock hour on a Thursday, every Thursday, we are joined by the Coffeeville Friends of Animals. And we've got Becky Barnhart on the line. Becky, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm just fine. I've been listening to the radio this morning. It sounds like you're ready for a long nap this weekend.
I am. The longest of naps.
It's amazing how when we get our system out of a system, how long it takes us to get back into to the routine of things. And we all require our sleep. And so I understand what you're going through. I'm like you, though. I'm real anxious to hear James. And as I said to you earlier, I can't see his personality and Vegas clicking, but I bet he's got some wonderful stories to share, and it'll be funny listening to him
talking about it. Yes, it will. And, you know, it actually worked out. This was a good week because I don't really have anything going on this weekend. I've been super busy on the weekends, but not this weekend, so it worked out at least as far as that goes. So,
and no garage sales.
No garage sales. No nothing. nothing crazy like that. So, how are things at the shelter?
Well, I'm going to start off with some excellent news. Just anytime I can start off with some adoptions, you know, I'm doing my happy dance, and I've got quite a few. And four of these adoptions occurred because of the Tractor Supply adoption extravaganza. We have found that sometimes getting the dogs out of the shelter environment into a different environment, you get to see, you know, how they really are. They're calmer and they're more apt to want to greet people, and it just seems to pay off. I think the last time we had this event, we also had several adoptions. So we thank them very much for allowing us to do this. I think they're going to try to do it again in May. It would be mid-May because, as we know, May is very busy with graduations and Mother's Day and school getting out. So I think Danny's looking for the middle of the month. It's always inside, so it's either cool or warm, and the dogs can be calmer because they're in nice big kennels. So the dogs that were adopted, it was Bruce and Rose, Pig, and Eve was that little white dog that got so much attention on Facebook because I think she weighed about 7 pounds. And Danny said she was one of the dogs that got to go to Cookies and Cuddles, which I'll talk about in a minute. But anyway, Bruce was adopted, a good-looking, he kind of looks like I can't even think what it is now, but he was kind of spotted and just a good-looking dog. But I want to tell you a fun story about Rose. We have a young man in our community that grew up in Coffeeville. I've known him since he was a little kid. He's a great, great guy. He had a dog that looked just like Rose, apparently. He went in and sat down on the floor with Rose and sat there in front of her, and he kept putting his hand up. And he put his hand up, and pretty soon Rose took her hand or her paw and matched him. And he turned to Danny and he said, "I want this dog. I want her now." He said, "This dog, the dog that he'd had before, is now living with his parents, had the same habit where he could sit down in front of the dog and the dog would shake hands." So anyway, great story. And if you were to look at Rose, she's just an average black dog, had a little white on her chest, nothing outstanding about her except her personality. So that's why we like to get them out, because you can see this type of thing that probably would have never happened in the shelter because it's pretty noisy there. And then Pig had been with us for a long time, so we were real happy to see, and so had Bruce. So good adoptions, very good adoptions. We also had two cats. They weren't at the event because it really does stress them out, but at the shelter, and it was Olive and Patch were adopted. So like I said, that, my goodness, that's a wonderful way to start off. Not only did we have some adoptions, but Tractor Supply loaded us down with, I think Danny said, about 500 pounds worth of food. So we are sitting pretty right now with our dog food, our cat food, our kitty litter. And if you would come, and we keep this in the garage that's right, it's housed in the same building, but it's the garage area, you would just be amazed because the food that you're looking at has been through donations. We still haven't received our H&R Block donations coming in, and I have seen those. And so, again, for asking for what does the shelter need right now, I've kind of had to stop and think, but Dawn and Bleach are always things that they sure appreciate because they use a lot of it, and toys. So if someone's thinking about what can we send that way, those those items would be certainly be appreciated. You mentioned the cookies and cuddle event for the at the college. And last year, I think they called it Cupcakes and Cuddles, which is what I kept calling it. It's Cookies and Cuddles. Again, another wonderful event. And the two dogs that Danny took, because it was not for an adoption thing, because the college would not be happy with us if we're adopting animals to the students. So we know that's a big no-no. So we just took our shelter dog, Goldie. And Goldie is beautiful. She's red and white in color. She kind of looks like a Lassie dog. And she's become our mascot after we lost our Tucker boy. He was such a good dog to take places, and he passed. So this little gal came along, and she's just wonderful, and she's very well behaved. She, again, loves all the attention. So he took her, and he took that little white dog, Eve, I think is what they were calling her. Now, Eve probably weighs 7 pounds at best. And then he said, I think those kids fed her probably 7 pounds of treats. I mean, they were just all over her. He and Goldie really had a great day. And the college reached back to us and said what a great event it was, how the kids just, they just love it. I mean, they have, it's done by their sorority. And they said that's the best event they do, is because it's people with animals. And we know these students are away from home. You know, they probably left a pet, or you know, just the interaction is so mentally good for them, and it was mentally good for us to get out there and do it. So, great event. They had it inside. I think the weather was kind of iffy, so they went inside, and we did not have any accidents on the floor, so it was all good. So, anyway, I wanted to tell them thank you also for allowing us to do that. So now I guess I can talk about some of the other lovely, lovely dogs and cats that we have out there. We have a new cat that has come in. He's about 2 years old. His name is Wiley. He is kind of a white, yellow, tan in color. He is sponsored. He's up on his shots. He's neutered. He would be a nice inside cat for someone that just wants one cat. Apparently, there was another cat in the house that there were some issues. They weren't getting along, so he was sent to us to see if maybe we could find a better home. So Wiley is wonderful, beautiful cat. We also have two beautiful little black kittens. They're about 10 weeks old. Both are little girls. And as you know, the black kittens and cats are usually very vocal. They're very friendly. They seem to really want a people person of their own. So if you're interested in a very young cat, like I said, we've got two beautiful little black kittens. You can see these animals that I'm talking about on our Facebook page. Danny goes out and takes pictures. So you can go to visit our page. It's CFA, Crossville Friends of Animals, and see some of these animals I'm speaking about. We also have a couple of characters that came in together. These two dogs are about 3 years old. We've named them Copper and Buddy. One of them is white and gray with spots, and the other one is white and brown with spots. And their ears kind of remind me of my donkey ears. They stand up and they're always looking for attention. Peppermint would be our only sponsored dog. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Daisy. Skip my line here. Daisy is our only sponsored dog at this time. She's 2 years old. She's red in color, and she's just kind of a mixture. So come out and look at her. She's a medium-sized dog, very nice. Now, sponsor means the adoption fee has been paid by someone else, so she would not have a cost from us. The cost comes later, as we all know as pet owners. Peppermint is such a pretty dog. She's 3 years old. She's a white shepherd mix, good-looking dog. She's been with us for quite a while. We have Jane. Jane is a mastiff mix, about 3 years old, a female, beautiful dog. Good-sized dog, big dog. He's tan with some the black points on him. I thought he was very, very pretty. We also have a Gazelle is her name. She's a yellow lab corgi mix and a very pretty color and a very nice dog. Mickey's one of our younger ones. Mickey's about 5 months old. Brindle in color is a pit mix. Woody is also a lab mix, about 3 years old, and he's a male, tan in color. We also have Buzz, who is tan with some white and yellow, probably about 2 years old. He's a lab mix. Let's see who else I have. I got just a couple more to talk about. Oh, I need to talk about Luna. Luna is a gray, beautiful dog. Danny just thinks this dog is really an exceptional, nice, nice dog. Luna, when you go into her cage, and even out the shelter with all the chaos going on, she will sit for you. She shakes for you. She'll, lie. She'll stay. She does all of her commands. And Danny said she just, even with all the chaos, she was listening to him and doing what he was asking her to do. And then, of course, when it was all over, she flipped over on her back and she wanted her belly rubbed. So if you want a real sweetheart, go out and check out Luna. I thought she was very, very sweet. And we also have Nikki, who is a male, brindle in color, about 6 months old, so he's young. Woody and Buzz are with us. They're about a year old, tan in color. So it's kind of, I think I hit and missed, but sometimes it's better maybe not to mention everybody, because then you'll come out to the shelter and do a tour and see all the great, great animals that we have out there. The hours at the shelter have changed, so I want to make sure I get it right this week. They are closed on Sundays and Mondays, but the rest of the week they are there from 8:30 to 4 and open to the public all day long to come out and check out the animals. We have a Facebook page, as I mentioned, CFA, and Coffeyville, the city of Coffeyville, also has a page of their own, and it's called Coffeyville Animal Shelter. And again, you'll get to see the adoptions that are taking place. You'll get to see the animals that have been brought in. Please keep track of that, because they're bringing in animals, and they instantly post them on their page and say, this dog has been found, this cat has been found. So come out and retrieve your pet as quick as you can. Reclaims are always so, so welcomed. We're so glad to get the pet back home. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and our telephone number, which is now working, 620-252-6060. So I think I hit on everything. Matt, what do you think?
Well, I was going to ask, it's severe weather season and the weather's changing, and any kind of tips for pet owners with this time of the year?
Well, it's kind of like the 4th of July. There are some animals, dogs and cats, that can become very anxious and have a lot of anxiety about storms. They seem to sense it. And if you have a pet like that, they always say try to get that pet into a room maybe where they can't see outside as much, put the radio on, soothing sound. So, someone said they even use a fan sometimes, just enough to maybe disrupt what they're hearing outside. Better yet, talk to your vet. They have some nice medications out there that are calming for your animals. Stay close to them. Stay with them. They trust you, and if you're calm, they're calm. They sense that from us. If you have to take shelter, think before, as you said, in this day and age, we have lots of warning about the storms that are approaching. And just like you do for your children and yourself, take things to the basement. Take their dog food. Take their medication. Make sure they have water. Make sure you have a leash. Just common sense, practical things. But in the moment of trying to run to a basement, you're not going to be thinking about that type of thing. So being prepared is the best thing. And just watch them. Sometimes I had a Labrador that she was 7 years old, never had any fear of storms. She was great. But one storm came over, and it seemed like that thunder was just right on top of us. And boom, so lightning must have struck very close. And from that point on, she was afraid of storms, even at the age of 7. So it can occur, I suppose, at any time in their lives. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, since Bella has become an indoor dog, she
I love it.
She now... I don't know if she's scared of storms. I think it's more of like, it's storming, let me use this as an excuse to be like as close as possible to mom and dad without, so I won't get in trouble because it's storming. And, Grayson is a softy. And so normally, because the house is wood except for the bedrooms, they're carpet. She's not normally allowed in the bedroom. But with when it's storming, we keep the door open so she can, if she wants, she can come and lay underneath the bed with us. She's starting to push that boundary a little bit. Last night she put her front two paws on the bed, and it looked like if our bed was a little bit lower, she'd have been in the bed. Because she's really starting to test what she can and can't get away with. But all in good fun with her, because she's just such a sweet dog. But
she's one of our adoption success stories.
Yes.
You know, because you picked her out and. I think you told me you heard me talking about her and went out, or you looked her up on Facebook.
That was back when I had been here just, I adopted her February 28th, 2018.
Oh, great.
And, 2019. And 2019. I happened to be hosting this that day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I always like to look at the dogs while you talked about the dogs.
Yes.
And so I was, you know, looking through and saw her, and then I went out to the shelter, and it's back when Brad was there, and I asked Brad a ton of questions, and I left and I got all the things I needed to get, and then I came back and met the dogs, and she just it was an easy fit. So
I do remember you coming out and visiting. It wasn't totally spontaneous. You wanted to know things about her. And he gave you as much information as we knew, and then you're right. You went to get all the things she needed, and it's been a wonderful adoption. It's so nice to hear these stories, and I think sometimes people forget after they adopt with us. We would love to know, you know, these success stories. And most of the time when we get pictures back, the dog is either lying on the couch or he's in the middle of the bed. It's so funny. It's like they know they've hit the jackpot, and
yep.
They're going to take advantage of it. So.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, but yes, I can see Bella kind of pushing. And
yeah.
I'm a softy too. So
oh yeah,
I
am too. We both Grace and I both are. So we've really given in, and but she loves her indoor dog life, especially in the new house, because it's a lot bigger and she's got a lot more freedom, and so it's a good
more
time.
Freedom to run and go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just like I said, they need that closeness. And. You know, they get anxious, and they do. They read our emotions. They can figure out if you're emotionally upset or if you're happy or sad. Boy, they get it. They get it. So when a storm, if you know, you yourself have a little fear of storms, I think they pick up on it even more.
Yeah.
But it's just as you go out and you read about things, people and animals, it's a good fit. It's so healthy for us. Mentally, it's wonderful for us. Physically, it's wonderful for us. And I can't imagine my life without a four-footed, four-legged little guy running around with me. Girl, boy, whatever.
Yeah, we've been taking her on walks here recently, and she has been loving that. This is the first time she's really got to explore the new neighborhood. And
Yes, that would be true. She's
having a grand old time. So,
well, it's wonderful, and we appreciate your adoption, but we also appreciate having a Thursday morning platform.
Absolutely.
To talk to, because so many people have said, hey, we listen in, or we've heard you, and of course I always come back, well, did you come out and adopt anything?
Right.
No, well,
right.
I'm not doing the job. I guess I better keep at it. So I appreciate this so much.
Of course. I appreciate you calling in every week, and hopefully we've led to several successful adoptions.
Oh, you have. Oh, absolutely. So. I know. This has really, I know it has. I'm just from what people have said to us. I heard Becky on Open Line talking about this, or they go to Facebook, you know, and start asking questions. So the more you can get out there, the more we can get these animals placed. So that's our goal.
Yep.
That's our goal.
All right. Well, thanks again,
right.
And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot,
right,
Matt.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We will take a break. We'll be